Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jason Adam for the Padres. Delivers to McCutchen. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Padres sweep the series. Pirates are shut out again for the sixth time. And they've dropped seven of their last eight games. A very disappointing homestand as they are swept here by the San Diego Padres. Final score, 4-0.
Good morning. But as a famous French philosopher once said, Bob, when people greeted him with good morning, I wouldn't go that far. How are you?
I'm doing great, Joe. Nice to be back with you. It's a new week. It's a new start. That's how you have to approach it. Here we go.
I heard you didn't show up for Limits' first game of his wiffle ball season.
I simply couldn't.
Neither could I.
I mean, I just...
We both gave him the Belfont snorkel, didn't we?
No. Did you feel snorkeled,
Limits?
No, because I told you about it, Joe, but I didn't expect you to show up. Because I never received an answer, and I knew that Bob couldn't go either.
It's a snorkeling by me.
I did correspond to
you
him
corresponded.
Multiple times. I was trying to figure it out, and I just...
Yeah.
What matters most to me is that all the games were played, and I could take a sigh of relief.
Did you
are you the commissioner?
Yeah, what are you, the commissioner?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you're
my
the commissioner?
God. Yes. He is. He's Rob Manfred. Anybody with torpedo wiffle ball bats?
No torpedo bats. We all use the same type of bat.
What a man you've become. Guess what happened to me on Saturday?
What's that? You golfed.
Or was it Friday, Bob? I went up to Scally's to hit some golf balls, and then I see a man shuffling his feet and talking on his phone, and I recognized him as Bob Pompiani. At least I thought I did, so I said, hey, Bob, in a normal voice.
In a normal voice,
yeah,
yes.
As opposed to Alvin and Aliquippa.
My buddy Nick Pouch actually asked me, some guy came up to me and said, was Bob Pompiani here to throw out the first pitch? Because there was a baseball game going on, too. So I guess somebody asked, was Pomp here?
It was incredible, Bob. We saw each other. We had some away-from-show bonding. And it was wonderful, was it not?
Yeah, we had a chance to... I looked at your golf swing. You looked at mine. We had a game of target golf, which Joe beat me at. You're ahead of the curve here. So when you lose your patience, you need to remind yourself you're ahead of the curve. But, yeah, it was good to do that, and it's good to get your swings going. You know, you need practice. This is a game where you got to hit a lot of balls.
It was fun, Bob. Everybody recognized you. Nobody recognized me, but that was okay. And you were very kind in introducing me to your various fans who come up to you.
Well, I mean, you were there. Why wouldn't I? That's Joe
Starkey. You were there.
And then
you were
as soon,
there. I don't know if that's an endorsement.
Wow. No,
exactly.
As soon as that happened, though, you know how they reverberated. Oh, Joe Starkey, I've been listening to you for...
They still want to know about Ron Cook. Bob, I'm on cloud nine today. You can see with my Golden State Warriors hat on. You can watch the show here on our YouTube channel. Please do. Go get to that through 93.7thefan.com. I'm just so happy. I didn't think they were going to win. They came up with a vintage Game 7 performance. Buddy Hield lost his mind.
9 of 11 from 3.
And I'm going to make a statement at the top of the show that probably nobody cares about, but I feel compelled to make anyway. Steph Curry is a top three NBA player of all time. I'll tell you what he did at age 37 in that series against that team, which has a bunch of football players on it.
Yep.
He led his team in points, assists, and rebounds over the course of the whole series. He changed the entire league while he was in it. He's won four championships, should have won six. He's the greatest combination of shooter, ball handler, and passer who has ever lived. He played unbelievable defense last night, as did they all. And bottom line for me is when we mention the greatest players of all time, he's in the top five. And if he keeps going like this, he might be in the top two.
I wouldn't disagree with that. I mean, I've been a big fan of his, watching him play, the way he shoots, how quick he gets his shots off. The one thing I liked Houston in that series. I honestly told you that. Just because they have some young guys who now going through this may help them next year, but they play a tenacious defense. They have all season long. And even Curry afterwards said he's never faced a defense like they came after him specific. They were double down. They're making it so that somebody else would. And that somebody else yesterday was Buddy Hield. He came up big.
Oh, he was incredible. And look what Curry did, though. 19 points in the second half and closed the game.
He did.
And the little night-night. Yes, I'm trying to avoid the Pirates, Bob. That seems to be our goal every Monday.
Well, then we should talk about two game sevens in the hockey, man. Oh, they were
my God.
If you ever,
what happened to the Blues?
Oh my God! I mean, two numbers.
Singing the Blues.
Listen, if they were the Penguins and that the St. Louis Blues were the Pittsburgh Penguins, and today we were talking about that.
Can you imagine?
1 point. First of all, down 2-0 with less than 2 minutes left, or 2 goals, 3-1.
They made Tristan Jarry look like Mr. Clutch.
But I got to say, there's a huge element of luck in the last play that sent that into overtime.
Some luck.
It was luck.
Who was the guy, number 17, on the left side who had the presence of mind
to fire it?
No. With two seconds left to pass it backhanded to the point.
To Kyle
then
Connor,
that guy had the presence of mind
to pass it back.
It was unbelievable patience.
That was not an intended pass. That was a shot that he kind of just missed.
That maybe, but the pass to the point was.
No, but Cole Perfetti, this young kid, he was in the right spot. He used his stick. I could not believe it. And
they're going to shower them with Perfetti after the season, Bob.
Oh, my God. And I really thought they had it.
Do you like? Good one. I actually did like that one. I was trying to mimic Ron's laugh. It didn't work out too well.
Limits comes in.
No.
Look at him in there,
you can't. You just cannot replicate that laugh.
No. Can we hear that laugh as we move forward?
That's a healthy, hearty laugh.
Anyway, Bob, let's get to the pie.
The disembodied
head of Ron Cook.
I thought going into that game that Connor Hellebuyck, who's the two-time Vezina Hart finalist this year, he was playing so terrible in this series. I mean, awful. To the point where, if it were the Penguins and this was their problem going in, let's say Tristan Jarry, and he was a starting goaltender. He was not Vezina worthy, I'm saying. But you would have debated who should start game seven. You know what I'm saying?
I think they were debating it in Winnipeg.
But I don't think very long. They deferred. They said, this guy brought us here. We're going to ride him. But then the first two shots of the game basically go in against him. You know, they're down 2-0. I'm thinking, uh-oh.
That was over. I thought it was over.
It was
Who
over.
Scores 2 6-on-5 goals? Although we did see it happen about
it
2 weeks ago or a week ago.
We saw it on Saturday night, didn't we?
Yeah, that's right.
No.
I don't remember when we saw it.
That was the Rantanen game where he went off in the third period just like Steph Curry did.
Ooh. Yeah, everybody keeps trading him. Okay. So let's get to the business at hand here, unfortunately. And yes, we're trying to avoid it as long as possible. Listen, the Pirates sit here at 12-23. The only teams in baseball with more losses than them are the Colorado Rockies and the Chicago White Sox. That's who you're keeping company with. The Colorado Rockies have a really good chance to have the worst season in the history of Major League Baseball. Back to the days of Pie Trainer and one-eyed Frank McGee, who was actually a hockey player that Ron covered. Back in the days of George Washington, Bob, when they were swinging, with a tree branch in baseball. They were hitting a cowhide or something with a tree branch. Honestly, the Rockies have a chance to be the worst team since stuff like that was happening. The Pirates are only 5.5 games ahead of them. 5.5 games. There's only two teams in all of baseball, up maybe three, with a worse run differential than the Pirates, who are at minus 48. They stink. To the high heavens. And we all know where it begins, and we've said it 8 trillion times on this station. It begins with ownership. He's the guy funding the payroll. He's the guy who hired the people we're about to talk about. But at some point, you also have to talk about the other people. Shelty is a given at this point. I'm astounded that this guy is still here. He's coached hundreds and hundreds of baseball games, and he has one of the worst records, again, since George Washington played Bob with his wooden teeth. So for so forget about him for today. The fact he's here is one of the biggest, it makes the miracle on ice look like a run-of-the-mill victory, Bob. I mean, I can't believe that Derek Shelton is still here. But today's topic, the spotlight shines on Mr. Ben Cherington. Ben, what are we doing? I went back to game 35, year one in 2020, the COVID-shortened year. Began in July. The Pirates are one game ahead of what they were doing in the year 2020 at this point in the season, which I don't know which is a bigger miracle, that or that Shelty's still here. Bob, Ben Cherington might be, he's certainly vying for it, the worst GM I have ever seen in this town. I've been here since November of 1989. There is nobody homegrown in his lineup. There's one decent player that he's acquired in this lineup 6 years in, and that's Joey Bart. How this guy is still here might be a bigger miracle than Shelton.
Yeah, and there's no question. Your job as a general manager is to supply talent to an organization, to come up with a roster, the players that the manager has to use. And if you look at what's happened here, short of Paul Skenes, who was an obvious pick, nothing else has worked. And that includes a number one overall pick in Davis, who's not doing much at all. And I really had high hopes for him this year, but that's been dashed so far. So Henry Davis continues to struggle behind the plate, not defensively, but offensively. He can't hit. But all the guys that they have either brought in by free agency or put on this roster because of they were drafted, none of them have done really anything. To your original point, this all starts with Bob Nutting, though. He's going to be the guy. These are jobs that there aren't too many of them in the world.
Yep.
When you get a chance to get him, you're going to take him, even though you understand maybe that there are handcuffs on what you can do. There are limitations to your resource allocation. But, hey, you're also charged with a responsibility, and other teams have done it. Other teams have similar type setups where they don't spend a lot of money, but they draft well. And that's the whole thing. You don't have to spend crazy money. If you draft well, if you bring in people who take steps quickly and move through your organization and end up here and making a difference, it saves you money in the long run. You don't have to, you know, you have 6 years of control of a player where you can do what you want with him in terms of salary. None of this has happened so far. And their power outage in this offensive lineup is just stunning to me that you have a guy, again, Tommy Pham, zero home runs. Brian Hayes, one home run. Look at the home run numbers. And you'll find that Aaron Judge is probably going to top the entire team the way it's going, just by himself. So they've done a terrible job of player acquisition.
He's done a terrible job.
Well, his
one
whole
guy.
Team.
Yeah, Ben Cherington.
Right. But his job, regardless of the obstacles you face as a, quote, small market, is to develop, draft and develop. And
yep.
You've had plenty of opportunities to
hey,
do
Neil
it in
Huntington
6 years.
Won here, Bob.
He did. And he made some good draft picks. He also added to those draft picks with some timely veteran free agent signings. This has not happened here, so that's where they are. And I don't see any way out, but I also know that no matter what they do with either the manager or the general manager this year, it won't make a difference. But they do need a new vision. They need a new... And Bob Nutting needs to recognize this more than anyone else. He's the guy in charge of this.
Yes.
We shouldn't be here talking about this stunned that nothing's happened. He should be the one who's stunned that nothing's happened.
I don't know what he's doing. I can't imagine what he's thinking. But the man in the frying pan today is Ben Cherington. And other GMs on extremely small budgets have won. Okay? So it's still Bob Nutting's fault. If you want to keep dropping that one in, you can tape me saying it. It's still Bob Nutting's fault. But today we look at Cherington. Neil Huntington won here. He got a team to the playoffs 3 years in a row with the exact same methodology, which was to raise this organization, R-A-Z-E, to nothing, to dismantle it and start over. And he was winning by year six. This guy is decidedly not. And everything he does almost is a complete disaster. And we're going to listen to some of Ben Cherington's quotes from yesterday.
He also seems like he's in denial with a lot of this, or like he thinks it's still good moves. You know, at some point you have to admit what most people know.
Have you seen a worse GM in this town, Bob? You've been here your whole life.
I probably not.
Dave Littlefield? Littlefield at least drafted McCutchen and Walker.
And they had some people that they did okay with. But it's been the same story largely with the Pirates over the course of the last five decades. They haven't really done much of anything.
Vying for the worst GM in the history of Pittsburgh sports. I think he's in that conversation. Here was the Pirates lineup. Get this, Limits. For their 35th game in 2020, Bob, you ready for this? And clearly the Pirates tanked, right? Which I advocated. I advocated repeating the Neil Huntington plan. They tanked, the Pirates did. They were putting lineups on the field that were designed to lose, and they celebrated losing. You know a team's tanking when after a 100-loss season, they're all sitting around in a room, including the manager who presided over those 100 losses, celebrating, practically popping champagne when they got the number one pick in Henry Davis. You remember that, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
An unbelievably embarrassing moment, if you ask me. But you know a team's tanking when they're having basically a champagne celebration over 100 losses and winning the draft lottery. This is what he's wrought. You ready? This is game 35 from 2020, year one of the tank job. They actually beat the Cubs 6-2 to improve to 11-24. Cole Tucker led off, followed by Eric Gonzalez, Colin Moran, a 149 hitting Gregory Polanco in the cleanup spot, Bob. You proud of that?
I'd take him right now based on everything else.
At 149.
Yeah, why not?
He's hitting well in Japan.
Brian Reynolds batting fifth. Of course, he was off to a 196 start. Not exactly a fast starter, old Brian. He's becoming the new Adam LaRoche. Adam Frazier batted sixth that day, Bob. He's still here. Or he left and came back, I should say. They had a football player in center field in, was it Anthony Alford?
Anthony Alford, yeah. Yes.
Yep.
That's when you know you're tanking, when guys who play other sports are on your team starting. Somebody named Riddle was at third base.
Spencer Riddle?
Can anybody solve this riddle?
Fence.
Don't do your fake laugh, Limits.
Answer me this.
Do you know who Riddle was,
no,
Bob?
No, I don't.
JT Riddle. Was it JT Riddle?
Yeah, it was JT Riddle.
He played for Miami also.
He sucked.
Yes. Was Kai Tom in this lineup, or was that before
don't look at the computer. I know you did that to get JT Riddle.
I did. Here we go again.
Here we go again,
I have
Bob.
To side with Joe on
that. Is this guy
that
unbelievable? Riddle was. Then all of a sudden he's JT Riddle.
If he was here, I'm riddled by the fact that he was in this lineup.
You know how many Pirate games I watched? We're not going to do this again. I have not even had my finger near the mouse.
You were 4 years old in 2020. Now, if anybody can name this guy off the top of your head, a steak dinner again is on the line.
Stare
you
right
ready,
at,
Bob?
I will stare right at you.
Not that you need one, Bob, but he does. Somebody named Murphy was the catcher. Anybody got a first name?
Well, it wasn't Dale Murphy. I know that.
Anybody? Wasn't Dwayne Murphy, the old A's outfielder.
It's not Sean Murphy.
It's not Sean Murphy. I'd take Sean Murphy right now. Give me him.
Thankfully, I don't have to do a steak
know.
Dinner.
Tim?
Dave.
No, it was a man. John Ryan Murphy.
He played for the Yankees. Murphy, yep.
Very good, Limits. Yep. Yes, he did. And he hit 215 in his career. So that was the beginning of a tank job. That was Ben Cherington's 83-84 Penguins, right?
Right, and he was entitled to do it based on he was starting anew.
I advocated it. Didn't you?
Well, I'm not a fan of tank jobs, but I understand why people would be.
That was just a 60-game season.
Yeah, I don't think they always work the way you expect them to work either. And once you tank, you can be tanking for a long time.
Well, guess what? This lineup might be worse. This lineup might be worse than that.
Riddle me how.
I'll riddle you this. You're ready for yesterday's lineup, which included Adam Frazier, the same guy. This is the worst version of Adam Frazier, of course. I mean, this is incredible, Bob. He went out and got Adam Frazier and Tommy Pham in the offseason. You ready for this lineup? All right. It's definitely better at the top. O'Neal Cruz, as compared to Cole Tucker. Brian Reynolds, off to a 232 start. Joey Bart as your three hitter. The Exxon Valdez as your cleanup guy. I ask you, Bob, who did I say the cleanup guy was for them way back when?
You had Colin Moran, four, and Polanco.
Polanco. Here's the Exxon Valdez, and I was getting tweets last week. Oh, you better stop with that. This guy's actually showing. Is he? He's hitting 207. Please, Key Brian Hayes batting fifth, who this guy signed to a $70 million deal. Tommy Pham batting seventh, and Ben Cherington insulted all of our intelligence yesterday. Do you have the Pham and Canario in the coal mine quotes limits? Hold on a second while you find them. Did he get in the lineup?
I heard part of that, and I was a little bit stunned that he would paint it that way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yeah, then Jared Triolo, well, Adam Frazier again, batting in the same spot he batted 6 years ago. Jared Triolo at 154. We also had to listen to Cherington tell us he really likes his at-bats lately. Hold on a second, Bob. Gormie the Owl had, and he's just reporting here, so I'm not blaming Gormie the Owl for this at all. They're talking about Triolo like he suddenly Wade Boggs. It's incredible. Listen to this. Triolo was batting, this is from Gormie. Triolo was batting .059 before going on the 10-day injured list with low back discomfort, but is hitting .212 with two doubles over the previous 15 games. And then this guy says, Cherington says, I really like where Tree is. What is that bats are turning into? Ben, they're turning into 212. Do we have Tree and Peggy?
It's better than 059.
Yeah, it is better than that. That's where we are. Where if they go from historically hideous to just terrible, people are fooled into thinking it's a giant improvement.
This is
it's
what
good.
Happens when you have the bar so low, and this is why just being to 500 is oftentimes celebrated. And again, it's the wrong approach, but beggars can't be choosy, right?
Right. I like the little twist on that saying, Bob, where you said choosy. Beggars can't be choosy. I've never heard that
twist. That's my version of it.
I like it. And of course, batting ninth is Ben Cherington's greatest failure, is Henry Davis at 143. And we're going to sit here and talk about how he's become a better catcher. As I've said many times, he could burn his glove. He could ritualistically burn his catcher's glove or leave it in his car or leave it at the hotel. I couldn't care less if Henry Davis is an average to above average defensive catcher. He's the number one overall pick and he can't hit. So Limits, where do we start today with the clips from Cherington? With Peggy or Peggy and Tree? Or do we start with wherever we were before? Oh, Tommy Pham and Canario.
Let's go to Cherington, what he had to say about Canario and we are family in the lineup.
We acquired Canario, even though it's a little bit of a tougher roster fit in the short term, we acquired him because we believe in the offensive traits. We believe in that he's capable of producing offensively. He's shown some flashes of that. At the same time, we signed Tommy Pham for a reason, because we believe in him. We believe in the quality of at-bats he'll give over the course of the season, the track record, the toughness, what he brings to our clubhouse.
Oh, my God. Stop. The toughness, Bob, what he gives to our team with it. What does he do?
Here's the track record.
Slap people over fantasy football disputes. That's what he did once.
Track record is 10 teams in 12 years. Yeah, 10 teams in 12 years.
Obscene gestures to the fans.
But here's the thing now. He talks about what he's going to bring. We're 35 games into this. He only has a one-year deal. And he has zero home runs. So what is he bringing? And you have to admit failure once in a while. If you don't admit it, you're just going to be doing the same things
over
and over
again. Well,
that's
all he's done on acquiring players is fail for six years.
I know.
I don't know what Bob Nutting is possibly looking at.
This can't possibly be, and this is why I always say Nutting oversees all of this, this can't possibly be the way Ben Cherington wants to conduct free agency, by giving one-year contracts
to
old.
There is zero excuse for Ben Cherington. None.
No, but I'm saying... I get that, but I would like to know just how much of a say Nutting has and how much they spend and how they spend it.
Oh, I mean, it's his budget. There's no doubt about that. And again, if you want to play the clip, this all begins with Bob Nutting. But right now we're focusing the spotlight on this guy who has a lineup that goes 4-9, Valdez, Hayes, Pham, Frazier, Triolo, and Davis. Are you kidding me?
I'd like to, the comment that he made right there, and maybe, Austin, you go back and play it, because I thought I heard this right, is that he said it's tough to crack a roster.
Wait
a minute. How is he saying it's tough to crack a roster?
We acquired Canario, even though it's a little bit of a tougher roster fit.
What? Oh, my God.
Now, if he says roster fit, I guess that means, I don't know what that means.
If you hit, you fit.
If you hit, you fit is right. And anything.
And he can't hit, by the way.
But here's the thing about that. He, like others that they bring up, they play for one game, has a good day, and then he's benched.
When did he have a good day?
He had a home run in one of the games.
He did do that, yes.
I'm just saying, if you do that, I would say, okay, you're rewarded with another start the next day. You know, Henry Davis had a 2-for-4 first home run, didn't play the next day. And again, that may mean nothing. But to me, if I'm managing that, I'm saying, okay, that's something we haven't seen here. Let's go. You're going to be in the lineup again and again until you tell me you're not going to do that.
This guy has played in like 17 games, the canary in the coal mine. Guess how many multi-hit games he has, Bob?
None.
Correct. He's 5-for-38. Guess how many extra base hits he has, Bob?
One.
Yes, his home run. He has one extra base hit. He struck out 10 of those 38 at-bats. He's hitting 132, which I guess is up from... This dude goes 1-for-4, and his average skyrockets upward. Play that again. I mean, here's the thing with Ben Cherington. He seems like a smart man, does he not, Bob?
Yes, and he's had success.
Then
before.
Surely either him or somebody near him has to say, Ben, you really have to stop insulting people's intelligence. They know that Tommy Pham can't hit. They know that Canario can't hit. So when you insult people by talking about Tommy Pham's toughness and leadership, nobody wants to hear that. I'd rather have a guy who's not tough, Bob.
No, I me too. You got to have
but
talent
who can
first.
Hit.
If you can hit, you can play. And if you can play, you know, I don't need the other stuff that you mentioned. It would be nice to have it all, but if you don't, if you could hit, number one priority, hit. If you hit, you fit.
Yes. You like that saying, don't you,
Bob? I do. I stole it.
So, all right, forget about that one. Now there's the whole thing of even guys who they bring in who aren't very good, who at least have a good day or two, they bench. They bring up Peguero, for example, and he never plays.
Oh, but don't worry. Ben said it's coming soon.
Listen to these.
We'll see him at some point. Obviously, Izzy goes on the IL. We think Izzy's hamstring is going to be a short-term one. We're certainly hoping that it'll be a short-term one. But we need a backup shortstop on the team, obviously, with Izzy on the IL. So we brought up Z earlier this year. This time it was Peggy's turn. Expect that at some point we'll see him in there. But Tree gets the priority or the majority.
Hold on. Nobody cares what else he says. Izzy, Z, Peggy, and Tree, Bob. Any particular nickname that you like the best?
That's a rare tree. The Izzy, what was it called?
The nickname tree,
the
Bob.
The tree. It's not a tree that has many branches, and no. It may be dying, but it's a tree.
Peggy is my personal favorite. If you could if you could clip out just the nicknames limits from that whole quote and have Izzy, Z, Peggy, and Tree, that would be wonderful. Bob, why doesn't
Izzy,
Peggy
Z,
ever
Peggy,
get in the
tree? That's the rhymes too.
Why doesn't Peggy ever get in the lineup?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I don't know what else. You know, when he was up here last year at times and looked pretty good. And again, you never sustain it. They never give it a chance.
Wait,
to sustain
who is Z again? Who's Z?
Chang, the shortstop that they called up.
Okay. So he's in the minors. Izzy, Z, Peggy, and Tree. By the way, that's another thing, Bob. Between these two administrations, they've drafted 75 shortstops over the last 10 years.
I don't get it.
Including first-round picks left and right.
O'Neill Cruz was one of them at first. You know, they bring him in as a shortstop, move him out. But all these guys they acquired play infield, and it's the same position. Why would you keep drafting the same thing when you need bats, bats.
How many shortstops have they taken in the first round? And then and now we're stuck with Izzy, Z, Peggy, and Tree? Your four options.
You're going to love this. This is going to pop up every time now.
Do we have that yet, Limits? I want to hear Izzy, Z, Peggy, and Tree.
Izzy, Z, Peggy, Tree.
Can we make a song out of that, Bob?
You probably, knowing you, you will.
Go ahead.
Izzy,
take
Z,
it.
Peggy, and Tree. Come follow me to infamy.
To infamy is right. It's just, there can't be anything more damning than that. All the shortstops picked and nobody plays except for Izzy, Z, Peggy,
and Tree.
But
the bigger question right now is how...
Izzy, Z, Peggy, and Tree went looking for a hit. Boy, that would lead to some rhymes. Okay, go ahead, Bob.
No, I'm saying the development part of this. Again, that's the number one issue here when it comes down to regardless of your team, regardless of your financial makeup, how much you spend, how much you don't spend, if you draft and develop well, you don't have to spend crazy numbers. You still can be a competitive team. And that's the trick. You got to do it. And if you don't do it, this is what you end up with.
I'm sorry. You know, listen, Alexander Canario is a guy who's probably worked really, really hard to get where he's gotten, to have a shot. But he is the type of guy that you throw in there when you're tanking, like a desperate reach of a player, like Anthony Alford, like Smith and Jigba, all these guys. You give them chances when you're tanking. They're supposed to be winning. It's year six, and we're looking at Adam Frazier 2.0, Tommy Pham, Valdez, Canario. What has he done? What have you done, Ben Cherington? What have you done to this baseball team?
Well, it's at a place where it's hard to predict that it was going to be worse than what it was when he acquired this team or when he got the job with this team, but that's exactly where it is right now.
And then he preached we're not in a rush here. Do you have that quote? Oh, Limitless Wonder, are you working on Izzy, Z, Peggy, and Tree?
I was working on Izzy, Z, Peggy, and Tree, but yeah, no rush at all, Joe.
Well, I've used this line before. I believe it. I stole it from somebody. But I think what you're trying to do is you need to be urgent every day and not in a rush. We shouldn't be patient. We should not be patient about, you know, getting better today. Whatever that is, certainly starts with me. It doesn't end with me. That's got to extend to everybody on our team, players, staff, et cetera. So we all have to be urgent and not patient about getting better. What are the things we can do to do our own jobs a little bit better today in a way that adds up to wins long term.
What? We're urgent and not patient. We're urgent but not in a rush. We're patient, but it certainly starts with me and doesn't end with me. What an interesting quote that is. He should be on the front lines talking plainly to Pittsburghers. Exactly. I've done a horrible job here.
I mean, the reality, it is 6 years. And this is, again, one of those famous five-year plans that has gone beyond 5 years, and now it's probably turning into 10. And again, no matter what happens, I don't think there's a change. It's going to take urgent but not rushing the next administration to figure out what's going to happen with this direction of this franchise.
I mean, Bob, it shouldn't take long if this rotation turns out the way that it's supposed to. You should be able to add some guys in the offseason.
Well, they didn't do any of that.
And put a team out there that can win.
Last year, they had 28th ranked offense last year. They knew Skeens was coming back as the favorite to win the Cy Young. They knew they had some pitching. They knew they were going to be in games because of that pitching, and yet they did nothing to support the pitching.
So are they urgent, not in a rush?
So you better be urgent. You know why you should be not just urgent, but really super urgent? Because you have Paul Skeens for a limited amount of time.
No, what they should be doing today, what he should be doing is looking for a hitter, which is what he should have been doing for the last
Bubba
3 years.
Chandler. If you want to get a real dynamic hitter, trade the guy who's going to be the next guy coming up.
Or Keller.
At some point, you have to do something because you can't just wait for the next draft.
Right.
And then if you wait too long, you pick the wrong guy, you're going through this whole thing. I like Bubba Chandler, don't get me wrong. But my point here generally is if you have assets in your organization that can be used to acquire assets you need right now, then you do that. They never seem to utilize that as an advantage.
There are two big signings. Well, I guess Horwitz was one, or trade, whatever. Their acquisitions were Spencer Horwitz, Adam Frazier, and Tommy Pham, unless you include Canario.
That was an in-season thing that happened.
What about Izzy, Z, Peggy, and Tree, Bob? Who's your favorite out of those in terms of players?
Izzy? Probably Izzy, but I was hoping Triolo, who won a Gold Glove last year, would be a better hitter than this.
Izzy, Z, Peggy, Tree.
Let's hear that again.
Kind of choppy.
It's a little choppy, but it works. Go.
Izzy, Z, Peggy, Tree.
Yeah. Sounds like a computerized version of it, but I do like that.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I expect we'll see him at some point. Obviously, Izzy goes on the IL. We think Izzy's hamstring is going to be a short-term one. We're certainly hoping that it'll be a short-term one. But we need a backup shortstop on the team, obviously, with Izzy on the IL. So we brought up Z earlier this year. This time it was Peggy's turn. Expect that at some point we'll see him in there. But Tree gets the majority of those starts while Izzy's out. And Tree has consistently showed us the defensive quality of his game. He can handle that position at a high level. Izzy, Z, Peggy, Tree.
Bob, I'm getting confused with my Izzy, Z's, Peggy, and Trees. We had a lot of fun in the brief intermission there, making up children's rhymes and songs. We had a texter who I think wins it.
Yes, no doubt. With Izzy, Z, Peggy and Tree, Lebanon Church Road, Pittsburgh. Minutes from the mall.
Very nice ad. That's down in your neck of the woods, right?
Yes, it is by me, somewhat.
That's pretty good.
Bob, why is Peggy here if he's not going to get in the lineup? And I can't say Peggy enough.
I know he hit pretty well in minors, too. Which
well, compared to everybody else. Compared he really stunk else. In the minors, but compared to
well,
everybody else.
You know, all things considered, he had a better average, and I don't know why. They're stuck with Triolo. They like Triolo. I understand the defense. But again, the defense is the defense.
Yeah,
I'm
the
willing
defense
to sacrifice
great,
defense if I can get some offense.
He has three errors.
And you know, he is a good defensive player. Who actually has not been on his defensive game is Ke'Bryan Hayes.
Yeah.
He has made some errors and also some plays that you wonder what he's thinking, including yesterday. So, you know, that you expect. And if you don't get that, then things are really struggling.
By the way, Peggy hitting .258. With a .691 OPS at AAA this year with one home run. But again, you look at that and you say, get him up here as fast as possible. He can help us with the guys that we have. It's just, it's a disaster.
So do you think this is just the talent's not good enough or the development of the talent isn't good enough? Or both?
Both. Both, but more A than B.
Yeah, just talent. You got to find talent. So
they had the number one overall pick in the draft, and it's becoming rapidly clear that he can't hit major league pitching. And that is a disaster. I can go bring back Jacob Stallings if I want a defensive catcher. This idea and this praise for Henry Davis as a defender, I couldn't possibly care less. He's the number one overall pick, and he can't hit. That is a fireable offense, except that there's 27 others with Ben Cherington. I mean, where would you like to start? The guy they traded for last year at the deadline and gave up some resources and cut him 2 months later? He was supposed to be your cleanup hitter, Brian De La Cruz.
No, he was never. I didn't like that trade from the get-go, and I said it right at the time. I watched him enough to know he strikes out way too much, and you know, they were desperate at that point. They made a move to make a move, and I don't think it was the right move at all, so they made it anyway, and then they cut him.
So
that tells you all you need to know about their move.
We're 6 years in, and there's not a homegrown player in the lineup who's any good.
No, and that's the number one. You know, you can have guys on fast tracks, which makes me wonder about Connor Griffin, the kid they had in the first round pick this year.
Yeah.
He's only 18 or 19, whatever he is, but he's a guy who has a lot of talent, and I wonder how long it'll take him. Like Tamar Johnson, we keep hearing about Tamar Johnson. Well, where is Tamar Johnson?
What's he hitting? Can you look that up? A limitless
wonder? But I mean, why can't someone be on a fast track if he has all the talent
they never
that they
are,
describe?
Because they never are. The A's had a guy just rocket through their system.
They've had a couple.
Every team, it seems, does. At least have one guy who everybody in baseball is talking about. Now, they've had two pitchers that way, Skeens and now Chandler. But as I've said many times on this show, just the Pirates' luck that in an era where starting pitching has never been less important. Still very important, don't get me wrong, but never less important. That's their strength.
Tamar Johnson is hitting .258 in 24 games in Altoona this year. Considered the best prep bat when he came out in the draft as a career .241 average in the minors.
And how old is he now?
That sounds like Peggy's numbers from the minors.
Is he 21?
Just 20. He'll be 21 in June.
Okay. There's still time.
But, well, yeah, of course. But
I would like to see, you've seen around baseball, guys who were 21, 22 come up and make immediate impacts. Jackson Merrill did it last year with San Diego. An immediate impact
player.
They're
all over the league, except here. Right. Even though they have prime drafting position every year, they should, you'd think, have extra money to spend with all the money they've saved on their paltry payrolls. They should, with all their pitching depth, at least alleged pitching depth in the minors, be able to parlay one or two of those guys into a hitter. Ben Cherington has had every avenue available except the $152 $200 million guy. We get that. Although he did spend $70 million on Key Brian Hayes. He's had every other avenue available to find a hitter. One. See this number, Bob? One. One hitter. And he hasn't been able to do it.
No. And that's his job. More than anything else, the talent. And the talent hasn't been here. It's 6 years later, so they have to make. So the question is, what do they? You posed this in the last segment.
Yeah, how long do they wait?
How long does this go on here?
What do you think?
Well, I thought at the beginning of the season, if they had a season which was resembling last year, then they would make wholesale changes to the entire plan and start over. But now, I didn't think they'd lose 23 of the first 35 games. But now that they have, I got to believe that things are going to move quickly. At least they should in some areas here. You can't just continue to do the same thing over and over and expect it to change, because it's not going to change. Derek Shelton said something yesterday post-game that was interesting. He says, this lineup is better than what it's shown.
Really? So who's – okay, Brian Reynolds should hit, right? He'll hit better than he has. I do agree with that.
O'Neill Cruz is hitting pretty well.
He's outperformed his past. Right. And then what? Then who? Who's he talking about?
He might be talking about Hayes. He might be talking about Triolo. Maybe talking about Bart, who's not hitting all that well. He may be talking about Pham. All of them. But then again, this is all you got.
He's probably talking about Gonzalez and Horwitz. And
yeah, but they're not even
those
here.
Are your
he's
saviors.
Talking about, they were talking about this lineup is
well,
better.
Well, he's wrong. What do they need to get to 88 wins, Bob?
Oh, you started 80, this last
89
week. It's going to be worse than what it was last year. I think last week it was like 59 and or more than that.
They need 66 wins.
66 wins.
Yeah,
to get to
know.
What?
To get to 89, which was last year's wild card number.
66
so,
out of?
I don't know how many games. I'm trying to do math.
35 in, so what is that?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll figure it out. Who's on the line limits?
A bunch of people would like to chime in.
Please.
Let's begin with Chuck in North Fayette. Wants to talk about the Pirates.
Chuck, say hello to Bob Pompiani. He was from South Fayette.
Yes, I know that. I actually know him. He used to stand behind me at the Penguins games. We had season tickets.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I remember that. Those Civic Arena days.
Absolutely. Me and my three brothers. Anyways, listen, I could keep you guys on the phone for the whole show, but I'm going to try to be as concise as I can. To call this team bad is a compliment. It is. I'm 72 years old. I was six when the Pirates won the World Series in 60, and this is literally, not figure of speech, literally the worst Pirates team I have ever seen. They're a joke, an absolute joke. The season's over. I don't care who says what. Look, at April 30th, this season was over. It's done. Do the math. They can't go 500, much less what they have to do to win that division. They're certainly not going to get a wild card spot with the East and, you know, the teams in the West. And, I mean, they just don't do anything well. When you put in Triolo, Canario, Sawinski, they might as well bat Stevie Wonder. He might hit the ball. Who knows?
Oh, boy. I don't know what to say to that one.
Well, based on the math, they're going to win 56 games this year on the current pace, which would leave them with what?
Bob, to get to 89 wins, unless my math is incorrect, which is a strong possibility of that, they need to go 66-38.
Yeah, they won't. But it's more likely to go 56-106, which is what they're on. And that's with O'Neill Cruz outperforming what you, or at least performing
yes.
to the level you want him to perform, and Paul Skeens on your team with Bubba Chandler probably coming this week.
So, okay.
See, I think that's going to be the move they're going to make, Joe. They're going
to
bring up Bubba Chandler
yeah,
to try
to
deflect
a
lot of this.
Right. I agree 100% with you. But we didn't answer our own question here. Limits, you can chime in just very quickly. Like, I heard Ben Cherington say earlier this season on his show that for him to judge what they have roster-wise, it's, I think he said, 50 to 60 games. Is that the same benchmark Nutting is using for Charrington and Shelton? Or are they here for the duration of the season no matter what? Because if he hasn't seen enough by now, I'm starting to wonder if they're just going to be here.
Yeah, I mean, I would have thought it would have happened this week, and it didn't, based on how things were going, and this week got worse. So I don't know the answer to that. I don't think he's any hurry to do it, and he should be. This is 6 years. Again, if it were 3 years in, okay, fine, I'll wait a little bit longer. But 6 years is 6 years. It's really time, and I thought they'd do it at the end of the year. I thought that was their plan at the end of the year if it didn't work out.
Yeah.
But now things have hit panic levels.
So they have to go 64-40 to get to 87 wins. Like, let's just say 87, because it's right around there. 80 is the average if you look at, like, the last 5 years. So they have to play at a 6-15 clip the rest of this year, Bob. A 6-15 clip and win 64 of 104 games. The season's over on May. What's the date today, Bob?
May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo to you.
Thank you, Bob. You too. The season's over.
It's done. They should make moves. Like, it is past due to make moves. Will Bob Nutting ultimately do it? I think yes. I don't know when.
And here's the thing. Absolutely nobody thought they were going to win this season. I mean, outside of Jason Mackey and Dan Zangrilli. And I'm not insulting them, but at this station, they were the only two I heard who said that they were going to win. And nobody in baseball picked the Pirates to have a winning record. Nobody. So they were the ones talking about winning. This is our big winning year. Well, no, it's not. Nobody thought it would, and you're even worse than all the projections out there. They're on pace to lose, what, 109, 104?
106, 56 106. And 106.
Oh, my God. And this owner is just sitting there watching it. It's like watching your house fall to the ground and just sitting there. I mean, it's incredible, Bob.
To call this team bad is a compliment.
It's like watching a house made of bucco bricks just fall to the ground.
Oh, there've been so many disasters already this year from a PR point of view, and that doesn't even count baseball on the field.
Is this the most, and here's another question. Ben Charrington, we're talking about maybe being the worst GM in the history of Pittsburgh sports. Is this the worst start that the Pirates have gotten off to in your memory when you weigh in expectations, at least their grandiose expectations, combined with PR nightmares, combined with on-field performance? I don't remember one like this.
Well, when you put them all together in that package, probably no. I have to go back because there have been some bad ones. You know, I go back to the 1990s before the freak show that year where everything strange happened, but there were some bad
times. I'm talking 35 games in. I'd like to do a study of that. I'd also like limits. Can you find me someone who simulates games the way Neil Huntington once did to pick out the Pirates
lineup? You ask a lot
of
young Austin, don't you?
I'm not saying during the show, but I did this once, Bob, when the Penguins were really bad in the year, I don't know, when it was the X generation. Remember that with Rico Fatta and company? And I did a story where I commissioned a guy who did simulated games to do a 7-game series between like the 03 Penguins and the 1983-84 Penguins. Who would win? I want to do this year's Pirates
against
the 2000 Pirates, the beginning of the tank job, the COVID shortened year.
The 2020, you meant.
Yeah, what did I say?
2000.
2020. It could be 2000.
Could be. You could pick any year.
2020. 2020 Pirates, where you had Gregory Polanco batting cleanup, a man named Riddle playing third base, and another man named Murphy playing catcher. Who do you think wins that 7-game series, Bob? Does it go all 7?
I think it might go all 7, and then extra innings in game 7. And somebody off the bench, you'd have to find out who was on the bench.
I think Tommy Pham's toughness takes this team over the top. Do you?
No, I don't.
He has a walk-off sacrifice squeeze in the 14th inning. And that's how they win it.
Oh, man.
Toughness, getting that bunt down to help score the run from third.
I think he runs maybe right through the wall to make a catch. I think that toughness really plays, you know, in the leadership. If they love his toughness and leadership so much, make him a player manager or just the manager, you know?
Well, like I said, he's been around 10 teams, 12 years. That's never a good sign. It's like a rent a player just to put on your roster. Rent a roster player.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what he is. He just, you know, in the days of him making a difference, and there was once a time where he did for some teams. It just, I don't think that's in effect anymore. It's expired. So, you know, it'd be one thing if they had someone in the minors knocking on the door to knock him off, but they don't. You know, none of the outfielders down there is probably in a position to come up here and play, so.
Iggy, Z, Peggy, and Tree went looking for, I'm trying to think of more children's
Iggy,
rhymes.
Z, Peggy, and Tree looking for a chance at MLB. But when they got to go from there.
Yeah.
I got to figure
it out. I think you have the beginnings of something good there. Iggy, Z, Peggy, and Tree went looking for a hit. But when they went plate one day.
No, I know where that's going. You can't say that.
I wasn't going to say anything.
You were going to. No, I wasn't. You're heading into a dead end.
I was going to go with lit at some point.
No,
there.
Lit wouldn't have made sense.
Yeah.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.